Mr. Speaker, the leader of the opposition is not an ordinary MP. He has greater responsibilities and privileges than other backbenchers. To recap, the duties of the leader of the opposition include leading the opposition in presenting alternative views in parliamentary debates on policies, bills and motions, scrutinising the government's positions and actions in parliament, and nominating opposition members for appointment to select committees. In addition, the leader of the opposition may be asked to take on other duties, such as attending official state functions and taking part in visits and meetings alongside members of the government and the public service. When he does so, he goes as a representative of parliament. The leader of the opposition also receives specific privileges. He will, from time to time, receive confidential briefings by the government on important national issues, such as security and external relations, especially during a national crisis or emergency. In debates, he gets the right of first response and more time for his speeches, equal to a minister's speech time. He's provided an office in Parliament, additional staff support and resources, and double the allowance of an elected MP. Clearly, the LO position carries important duties and privileges. Whoever holds this designation must be respected and trusted as a competent representative of the people. When the office of the Leader of the Opposition was first introduced, there were high hopes for the role and how it would enhance the functioning and standing of Parliament. But now, Mr. Singh has done all these things that I have set out and been convicted in court for lying to a committee of Parliament. Under these circumstances, the conclusion is clear and beyond doubt. Mr. Singh's conduct was dishonourable and unbecoming of an MP, and he has fallen short of the requirements and standards expected of a leader of the opposition. If members agree with this conclusion, they should vote in favour of the motion. If they disagree and wish to vote against, they should justify to this House and to Singaporeans why Singapore should accept such lowered standards of honesty and integrity from their political leaders. WP MPs have often made speeches in this House about the importance of accountability. They have declared it their mission to hold the government to account. The question is whether they believe that their own members, including their leader, should also be held to account for doing something wrong, especially after the court has convicted them of a crime. The WP and Mr. Singh himself have expressed strong views against lying and dishonesty. After Ms. Khan lied to Parliament and after the cover-up failed, Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal recommended to the WPCEC that she be expelled from the party if she did not resign. The WPCEC accepted the recommendation. When Mr. Leon Pereira was discovered to have lied to the WP leadership about his extramarital affair, Mr. Singh said, "The Constitution of the Workers' Party requires candidates to be honest and frank in their dealings with the party and the people of Singapore. Leon's conduct and not being truthful when asked by the party leadership about the allegation fell short of the standards expected of WP MPs. This is unacceptable. Had he not offered his resignation, I would have recommended to the CEC that he be expelled from the party." Notably, swift justice was meted out just for lying to the WP leadership. Ms. Khan and Mr. Pereira had not lied to a committee of parliament or under oath. And Mr. Pereira had not been charged for a crime, let alone found guilty by the court. I'm sure the WP will agree with me that the same standards and rigour must apply, whether to backbenchers or party leaders. Of course, the same standards apply also to PAP MPs. If a PAP MP or political office holder is found guilty of lying or dishonesty, nobody doubts that serious consequences will follow. It would be untenable for them to continue as if nothing happened. In serious cases, they will have to relinquish their positions. Members may recall that in 1999, PAP MP Chu Wee Kiang was charged for cheating. He resigned before pleading guilty. In 2024, Mr. S. Iswaran resigned as soon as he was charged, even before conviction. Mr. Tan Chuan Jin resigned on account of his personal conduct, even though there was no criminal offence. In all of these cases, the MPs resigned their seats as a matter of party discipline and to express remorse and accountability, but most of all, to maintain the high standards expected of those in public office. These standards underpin our system of government and are crucial to providing Singaporeans with the quality of leaders and government that they deserve.